And we are back here inside Studio 208 in Sarasota, Florida. By the way, before we get to our guest here in studio, I've been alerted that Connor Jackson's dad is a legitimate actor, John M. Jackson, who, by the way, Casey, is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Do you know that? So he's been in Perception, Castle TV series, CSI, Knight Rider, Grey's Anatomy, just going through his IMDb here, Without a Trace, John from Cincinnati. He's pretty much done all the TV shows, currently in Bones, JAG. He's done them all. He was also in A Few Good Men. How about that? That's Connor Jackson's dad. He's also, who, by the way, himself was also in a soap opera. But more importantly, joining us in studio right now, Steve Johnson. Steve, who got the start today, thank you so much for coming by. I know you had a nightmare's trip back from Dunedin, Florida today.
Yeah, it was an interesting road back, for sure.
So but. Your day starts, I saw you in the clubhouse at 7 a.m., was it? 7:15?
Yep.
And you got the start today, and then it took you till 7 p.m. to get back to the land of the living.
Yeah, just a little spring training for you. I mean, usually after the game and during the season, it's 10:30, 11 o'clock, so you don't have to deal with any traffic. But spring training, when the game ends, it's 4:30, 5 o'clock, so nice little road trip back.
Tough to assess a box score, but today you got the start, two innings, two hits, two runs, a walk, and a strikeout. Tell us about your outing today.
I felt good physically, but the control wasn't there. Just not where I wanted to be. Off speed was good. I was able to at least throw that first strike, and been working on my slider, and that was really good today. So that was a plus. But I was behind a lot of people, and didn't get ahead of a lot of guys. So that was a big deal. I threw a lot of pitches, and just not really that great of an outing. I can definitely do better, but that's. Only a couple innings in here in spring training, so I got plenty of time to get that back on track.
How much will a start like this weigh on you? You know you're battling a pretty competitive fight right now for the fifth starter spot and then perhaps a bullpen spot. How much will an outing like this get to you?
I don't want to say it weighs on you too much, but it's definitely in your mind, and I know I need to work on things, and it's the course of the last – three outings that I've had, it's the same issue right now. So just got to get the ball down. And once I do that, then I can elevate when I want to instead of being first and second pitch elevating. That's not what I want. So once I get the ball down, it's going to come. I know. Just got to get the feel for things.
Does this feel differently to you? I mean, you were a big leaguer last year. You were an important part of a team that won 93 games once you got called up for the final couple of months of this season. Does this feel totally different now that you kind of have your rookie season in the rearview mirror?
Not so much. I mean, I know I pitched in the big leagues last year, but, I got sent down up and down a lot last year, so I don't view myself in that way. I'm still going out there trying to, earn a spot. So to me, I view it as, I gained confidence from last year, but I still have a lot to prove, and I don't have a spot on the team. I got to earn that, so I'm going to take it as I had some good outings last year, but nothing's guaranteed. So I'm going working hard and acting like I have to prove everything.
Orioles right-hander Steve Johnson with us here on WBAL. The Orioles don't have too many guys who are long-established veterans in the rotation. Even let's just say for a second that Jason Hamill and Wei-Yin Chen and maybe a Miguel Gonzalez are locks of the three of the five spots. Let's just say that hypothetically. None of those guys have been great major league pitchers for a long period of time. But let's just say you were a part or trying to make a rotation with some really established guys. What are they doing now in spring? And can someone like you afford to work on a pitch in an outing? Can you really afford to tinker with something to make it better? Or are you always in the zone of trying to impress Buck Showalter, Rick Adair, and the brass?
Well, I think when you're working on a pitch, it's, when people listen to that, they think, he doesn't care about his outing. He's just going out there and throwing that pitch. And that's not the case. I mean, when you're out there, you compete. You want to get the outs. You just may, in certain situations, use a pitch a little more than you maybe would, just so that you can get it in, because the games do, they don't really count yet. I mean, they count in a way to where, you want to get them out, you want to impress, you want to do all that, but you're also taking the time to work on a pitch here and there. So, it's tough to do, but in the end, we're on a situation to where we have to impress to earn a spot. So, you know, you got to pick and choose when you do, you know, like I said, I'm trying to work on a slider and trying to improve that. But, you know, when I'm out there, I'm trying to get outs. So I try and do it in a smart way.
The Norfolk rotation, whomever gets the fourth or fifth spot, and some think the fourth spot's already locked up too with Chris Tillman, the Norfolk rotation is going to be major league pitchers, guys who have had big years in the major leagues, good in months, games, whatever have you. Again, not in that fully established zone yet, but when you think about that, how competitive is this fight for one spot in rotation, perhaps a bullpen spot or two?
All right, it really is. It's really competitive. You know, last year we saw they're not afraid to call anybody up either. So, you know, we know, and I think all of us know that if, you know, for some reason we don't make it and we're the guys in Norfolk, you know, you perform and, you know, if anything happens, they're not afraid to call you up and, you know, be next man up. So, obviously we all want that spot. So we're working hard at it, but, you know, we just know no matter what happens, it's great to be able to have that, you know, have all those guys in AAA and to be able to, you know, be the next guy up whenever possible.
Steve, you had 12 games last year in the major leagues, but only four of those were starts. You showed a great ability to adjust to a bullpen role. You're a quintessential long guy, which is so important, especially in the American League East, especially if you're the Orioles playing countless extra inning games. You were able to kind of stop the bleeding on a given night and also eat up innings out of the pen. The fact you showed you could do that last year, maybe a role that a Jake Arrieta and a Zach Britton are not as comfortable with, do you think that gives you an inside track maybe to a spot on the 25-man?
I'm not sure, to be honest, but it can't hurt. You know, I didn't know I could do that last year.
That's something you've really never done before.
No. It was my first time relieving, really, you know, except in spring training, but even then it's a little different. But, yeah, it was my first time really experiencing it. And in spring training, I just was able to actually talk to some of the guys who were relievers and trying to, you know, see how they get ready to, you know, because my starter routines, it's probably a little longer than my relieving routine now. But I didn't know that. I was going in blind, basically. So it was tough, but I think it gives me a little bit of an advantage. But I'm sure one of those guys, you know, can do the same thing I did last year and get used to it as well. So it's going to be tough, but I was just happy that I could do that. You know, it was definitely a tough experience to get used to, but it worked out.
When we come back with Steve Johnson, we'll talk about some really fun stuff growing up in Baltimore and then making his debut in orange and black. And also, we'll talk some Ravens with Steve Johnson and a certain video game he's in now. That's all still to come here on Sportsline on WBA.